Yo, what it is, man? It's your boy Geechee Gotti, man, and y'all now tuned in to Black Compass Media, nigga. Yeah.
Yo, Black Compass Media. I'm here with Compton's own Geechee Gotti. What's good, brother?
Oh man, it's all good on my end, man. What's popping with you, man?
Not much, man. Just another day out on the West Coast, man. Just another day, man. How everything going with you? You solid?
Oh yeah, I'm solid, man. You know what I mean? Just one day at a time. I actually just got back on this side of town, man. I had a battle yesterday. Out in North Memphis, Arkansas versus Cat Man Ted,
Okay, how was that?
TED. Oh, that shit was lit. You know what I mean? League of Championship Coaches, the name of the league. They threw their first event. You know what I'm saying? My guy Big Pep and NASA, Young NASA, they put that together. Young NASA actually battled Danny Myers, and Don Marino was on the card as well, battling Young Herb, a couple other cats, Leo Brown. It was a good event, man. They got some nice little talent out there.
Dope. How does it feel? Just you know what I'm saying, your growth in the culture and just looking at where you was maybe 2 or 3 years ago to now where you traveling to other parts of the country and you like the main event. You the top dog of the cards. How does that feel?
Oh man, that's a humbling feeling, man. You know what I'm saying? Came from where I came from to where I am now. You know what I'm saying? That shit real humbling. You feel me? I fucks with it though. You know what I mean? That let me know that the work is not going unnoticed. You feel me? So I'm definitely, you know what I'm saying, appreciative of all the opportunities from the biggest to the smallest leagues out there that's reaching out and you know, having me working. Just basically the fans that support and, you know what I'm saying, and fuck with me out here in this shit too. So yeah, it mean a lot to see the growth over a year span, really.
Yeah, it's crazy. Just you know what I'm saying, me living out here on the West Coast and seeing, it's like, man, it's like you opening the door for a whole new wave of not just West Coast LA battle rap, but like in general,
style.
everywhere, the whole style, you know what I mean? Like you changed this shit.
Yeah, that's a fact. That's a fact. You know what I'm saying? You know, I noticed that, you know, and I'm proud of that. You know what I mean? That's from my own. I don't really usually always talk my shit on, but like a nigga that's watching the landscape of battle rap, you could just see the shift in it. You know what I'm saying? Like niggas wasn't doing them type of, like, in so many ways, like how I do my third rounds. It's a lot of battle rappers now that do that. You know what I'm saying? And I ain't mad at that at all. You know what I'm saying? That's the growth of the culture. That's what I wanted niggas to do. Be yourself. Get up there and tell your story. You know what I'm saying? Like, everything ain't about the punchline or the metaphor or the angle. Get up there and talk your shit. Let a nigga know the pain you've been through or the shit you witnessed. You know what I'm saying? People wasn't doing that. The closest person before me that may have did it was Suge with his What Your Life Like, you know? But his shit still wasn't, not to knock him, but it's still a totally different way that how I'm presenting it and I'm bringing it to the game than the way he was doing it. His was kind of like a special move, you know what I'm saying? My shit is basically more so crafted out to kind of like break down my separation from my opponent or shit that I don't experience. And I think it's a lot of battlers that's now using that formula, which I think is dope though, you know what I mean? Especially if it's authentic and you starting to see more authentic battlers get the push. Niggas like Ace Amin and Swamp, you know what I mean? Shit
yeah.
like that. You seeing that, niggas, you know what I mean? Dre Fishes, dudes who come from a real cloth, they starting to get a bigger eye on them now. You know what I'm saying? So I think that shit is dope, man.
Definitely. My first time seeing you live was at the Traffic 3 car when you battled Ab. That was my first time seeing you live. What do you feel like your growth was from there to now in terms of how you deliver your material on stage and all that? What's been the biggest steps you feel like you've made in your work?
I just think from then to now, probably, to be honest, it's just been my stage presence. You know what I'm saying? Like me being more comfortable up there, you know what I'm saying? Becoming more of like a veteran in the game as far as experiences go. Like I'm still up and coming as far as like the URL shit go. But yeah, I mean, as far as the battles that I done had, I'm becoming more of a vet as far as experience go. You know what I'm saying? I done battled all type of different ranges of opponents, you know, different platforms, different stages, different leagues, different states, you know what I'm saying? To where I got a wide range of experience. So I think that's kind of the biggest thing is me like being more comfortable on that stage than I used to be, you know what I'm saying? As far as like getting my material, you know what I mean, master easier. It's not as hard for me to memorize the rounds and things like that. You know, just stuff like that. I think it's starting to like show full circle as far as me, you know what I mean? When it comes to these later battles, as people saying, like every battle, like, oh man, I think that was his best battle. Every battle, my the next battle, somebody saying it's my best battle ever. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like that's just
right.
with the growth of just getting better every time.
Mm-hmm. Now, dude, coming off a champion of the year, you know what I'm saying, basically being the top dog in the game all of last year, and then you jumping right back. It's like you ain't take your foot off the gas at all. You still full throttle. Do you feel like there's any extra pressure to navigate your career in a certain way to keep your name on top where it is right now?
Oh yeah, man. I mean, I feel like the pressure there just because the performance and the consistency that I've been bringing put that pressure there. You know what I'm saying? The performance and the consistency put that pressure there. So now it's a double-edged sword. There was somebody on Twitter some weeks ago that was like, "Man, he wins so much. I really just want to see him lose. Like, I know that's fucked up, but that's what I want." Like, you know what I'm saying? Just so that it's that, you feel me? It's people like, he ain't probably the only person that feel that way. Like,
right.
To, you know what I'm saying? Beat the niggas that they got me losing, and when they predict the battle, you know what I'm saying? It's like every battle, I mean, he gonna lose this time. Go out there and go crazy. You know what I'm saying? And do my shit. So I think that pressure is there automatically. Like, you know, he's a champ of the year. Let's see if he can keep up with what he did last year. It might just been a fluke, and I done already came out the gate and gave him classics with Arsenal, gave him classics with Chess. You know what I'm saying? Just went crazy. You dig what I'm saying? Yesterday, just the one rounder with fucking K Philosophy on Ahab was crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like, then I got head ice this weekend, so it's like I am in surf gnome, you know. So I feel like already throughout this year, I've already, like you say, man, kept my foot on their neck, stayed consistent, you know what I'm saying, came out the gate with still replay value battles, still high you know what I'm saying, material and the same type of content that I was bringing when I ended off last year with the K-Shine battle. So I think I put the pressure there, but at the same time, I think it's good pressure because it keep me knowing I can't slack off with these cats.
Right. So with that being said, you know, we're going to get to the head ice in the surf, but I just want to ask you this as well. Because you just mentioned, you know, you went on a smaller league and you did your thing. You know what I mean? You got busy. Yeah. Now, did the A-War battle kind of open your eyes to be like, man, I gotta be on 1,000 anytime I lock in anywhere, which it wasn't bad during that battle neither. You had good shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
but did that kind of open your eyes? Like, man, I'm Geechee now, and everybody's gunning for me. Like, any nigga feel like he can get a name off me.
Yeah, that's a fact. That's a fact. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't lie. Like, I took the A-War battle super. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, I wrote, like you say, I wrote dope material. But as far as, like, taking him serious, like, I really didn't even, like, too much even think about it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was like, oh, yeah, like, to the point where I damn near forgot we was battling to the time when it was finna pop up, because he can tell you, I hit him like, "Hey man, I ain't gonna get no flight today. Holla at you about the fight." You know what I'm saying? Like,
right,
you know what I'm saying? I damn near wasn't even gonna be here type shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? Salute, you know what I mean? The league over there, Bar Fight Battle League, you know, they end up getting everything done and took care of the business and shit. But yeah, like, it was just me more so, like, I ain't really tripping like that, man. I'm battling JC. I already was booked. I just had battled the nigga Tech on Initiation. I already was booked to have Suge the very following weekend after A-War. So literally, I'm literally looking past, bro, like on some, like, I'm going to go out there, get this bag, say some little quick shit to cuz and get on. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
One of them situations where you hear about it, I'll be honest and say, like, I literally was doing it for the bag and wasn't even tripping, like, about him. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, I'm just trying to get on, get me a quick little couple dollars and get back to where I'm going, you know what I'm saying? But I had to look at it like, damn, you right. You know, at the end of the day, it's bigger than just the money. It's my rep. Like, I don't want no nigga thinking he can beat me or going around. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that nigga popping, but I smoked him. Like, you don't want that shit.
Like, you can't fuck with me. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how I'm looking at it. Like,
and then once it's over and you got the bread, if a nigga, like, clearly washed you, it really ain't nothing you can say.
You can say they gonna live on with it, you know? And salute worker. We good people, you know what I'm saying? But he one of them cats who, like, you know what I'm saying? That would been like that, man. Bruh claimed the fame, you know what I'm saying?
Facts,
like,
yeah, putting that at the top of the application.
That shit damn near, bro. Twitter bio, battle Geechee. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? You know, you see like that. So I learned from that. Like, oh yeah, niggas is really like, you know, this is how they, you know, this is how they trying to come up, you know. And I didn't really look at myself in that regard at that time. You know, I didn't really probably know even what I was. You feel me? As far as like the name that I was becoming at that time. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was probably even downplaying my own success and just looking at it like, man, I'm just doing this. So yeah, I learned from that, man. Like, so even these small leagues, when they book me, you know what I'm saying? They know what it is, man. I think even my opponent yesterday, man, he like, yo, I ain't, you know what I'm saying? Like, ah, damn, nigga, you wasn't playing. You feel me? Like, he like, nah, bro, like, it is what it is. Like, I'm coming out treating, because it ain't that hard, not to knock it. I know it is hard sometimes. Don't get it wrong. We live real life, and we be going through shit and the memorization and all that. But if you really sit down and focus and you know what I mean, take a little second of your time out today to really glue in on this shit, it ain't that hard to do it, man. It's just like any other job or sports. You know, if you don't want to do it, you still got to do it. You got to get up and go to work in the morning. And you know you're getting 15, 20, 30, whatever it is, an hour. And you might be tired, but you know you got to get up and do that. That's how you get paid. You're going to make it happen. You ain't going to go to work and fuck up at work and get fired. You're going to make sure you still do the job the way it's supposed to be done. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I learned. You feel me?
Do you ever, and I got to ask you this because I've been a big Geechee supporter. You know what I'm saying? I'm a fan of your work and shit. But it's like, do you ever feel like, and we had this conversation on the show, we'll see Geechee's name on a car and you're not battling slouches. You're not battling regular niggas. Do you ever feel like you overworking yourself or taking too many battles? Or is that stigma gone? Because I mean, there was a time where like niggas be like, oh, Geechee, or not Geechee, DNA take too many battles. Or this guy, he battled too much. People get tired of him. Niggas supposed to only battle once or twice a year. Do you think that stigma is gone and it's just niggas just battling more now?
I think it's just about having a good balance of it. You know what I'm saying? I think if you up there battling too much and like if you losing or you choking and you're not giving good performances, then yeah, you might want to space it out. You know what I'm saying? If you can't give it your all, because you know everybody's talent level not the same. Like some niggas can't just write like a nigga like Danny Myers who can battle this week, then battle the next week, then battle the next week, and still give you three crazy rounds each time, you know what I'm saying, and make them shits good enough to be like, yo, this nigga said different shit every time. I mean, like, everybody can't do that, you know what I'm saying? Like, some cats can only do so much. So I think it's kind of like having a balance. Me personally, also looking at it like being a champ of the year or whatnot, I also looked at it like, yeah, I said I wasn't gonna take as many battles as last year, and I already haven't done that. Like last year around this time, fucking, what is this nigga finna be June, I had already, and I went to jail, and by the time I got out, you know what I'm saying, I still had this many because I took like two battles in January before I turned myself in. When I got out, I battled I battled Cali Smooth and JC 2 weeks apart, then A-War, I mean then Tech N9ne, then A-War, then Suge, all right, you know what I'm saying? So I already had like seven, eight battles. By the time summertime hit right now, I'm only probably like three or four battles, you know what I'm saying, in this year, so I've already cut that in half, you feel me? But I still feel like you got to get out there and get your hands dirty. You got to come outside and, you know what I'm saying? And battle, you can't just sit back and be like, well, I'm going to just battle on Known, Summer Madness, and one more battle and I'm good. Like, you know, like I don't feel like I can do that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I want to work. I want to get in there and get in the ring with these dudes. You know what I'm saying? A lot of these cats been doing this shit 10, 15, 20 years plus, you know what I'm saying? So I understand why they fall back, because it's like they probably can't keep coming up material, or at the same time they've been doing it so long, they, you know what I mean? It's
running
like,
out of battles too, maybe.
Yeah, running out of battles, people they can battle, you feel me, and all type of shit. So hell yeah, sit your ass down somewhere, you know what I'm saying? You got to think, I'm damn near probably older than some of these niggas been battling since they was like 17, 16, they've been battling 10 years, they just now turning like 27, 28, you know what I'm saying? Like, you feel me, I started when I already was like 26, 27, like I'm 30, you feel me? Right. So it's like, I've been in the game 3-4 years, but I'm like, I'm seasoned as far as like a individual in life already, you know what I'm saying? So like, I know what I can and can't handle just off of just being an adult, you know what I mean?
Right.
Some of these niggas talk when they was kids.
What's the difference in feeling like versus in the beginning stages where it's like, yo, Geechee, I want you to battle this nigga such and such, and you don't know who he is, you just coming with your shit like, I don't really know who this nigga is, versus, yo, Geechee, you battling Arsenal. Like, like, is there, you get like a different feeling?
Yeah, it's way different now. You know, back then it was just, oh, you battling such and such. You come up with your bars for the nigga. You might, if you got some footage, you look it up and shit. Now it's like, these are the best spitters in the world, or these are legends, and these is cats that you watch. You know what I'm saying? When I was a fan of battle rap, you know what I'm saying? Before I even did a battle, you know what I'm saying? Like, I watched Arsenal battle. He was one of my favorite battlers, you know what I'm saying? So to been able to share the ring and go against him, that was big. Like, I couldn't slack. I had to come with my A game, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm looking at this like, not only this a big battle, but this somebody I done seen kill niggas if they played around, you know what I'm saying? So, like, it's a different level of respect now. Like, you know what I'm saying? The way that you come up with your material, I think as soon as you get the call for some of these dudes, your pen going to get to moving if you're a real MC anyway. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. I think most people, like, I think even Chess said it, it's hard to rap for niggas you're not motivated for. So when you get these type of cats who can motivate you and you know you really can gain something from it as far as exposure, you can gain some experience, you can gain another dope, I mean, name on your resume and all that shit like that. That's kind of a motivational piece to you than just battling any old motherfucker that you can just battle, just, you know what I mean, just to get a dollar or just to, you know what I mean, just to do it because there ain't nothing else to do. So yeah, I think it's way different when you battling these names out here.
So you got the Wolf, you got Head Ice coming up, King yeah. of the Dot, you know what I'm saying, Town yeah. Business card this weekend, man. You ready for that, man? Wolf ain't no joke, you know what I'm saying? He talked that slick East Coast street Harlem OG shit, you know what I mean?
Wolf be talking that shit though, like you know what I'm saying? Like, I like Wolf be talking, like, don't get me wrong, because I fuck with Head Ice, man. I think, bruh, cool nigga, man. Like, I can't wait to meet, bruh. You know, Daffy, what's happening, girl? Like, you know what I'm saying? I fuck with him. You know what I'm saying? I don't want this to be like I on some personal outside the ring that I don't fuck with him. I think he cool. But, like, you know, I've been really like, I don't know, man. Like, because I think he talking little shit. But, like, I don't think, like, the level of shit that I'm known for bringing, I don't think that shit even, like, comparable. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and no knock to him. Like, I think he definitely can win a battle with some niggas that go up there playing with him. But I think somebody that's not playing, you know what I'm saying? That's really somebody that's not playing, that's covered 100% and talking every bar, every fucking line, nigga, boom, boom, bam, punch after punch, smack, smack. You know what I'm saying? Keep your head up, nigga, boom, bam. You know what I'm saying? Like, that type of shit. I don't think he can keep up in this day and age. Like, hell no. Yo, I'm going to fuck around.
So you try to say he play like the old New York Knicks? He can't get with this running gun style in the league?
He can't get with this running gun shit. Hell no. He can't. He playing like when they used to, like, then, like, when motherfucking, when they didn't even have no color TVs. You know what I'm saying? Like, he was putting a 40 on them niggas, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, Will dropped 100. Don't get it twisted. He probably was dope. You know what I'm saying? But you put Wilt in there, man, and see if he can stop motherfucking Anthony Davis and them young boys running up and down. They taking you outside and pulling up from three and some more shit and running past you. Like, it's a different game. You know what I'm saying? So I think he got his best bet to try to, like, play his game and do his game the best so that whatever he do, his fans can just be like, yo, that was the, you know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. If you ain't gonna beat me doing me, and you ain't gonna talk to me with no that OG, I'm not listening, with that nigga Kodak say, nigga, you know what I'm saying? How you gonna talk to me? You know I don't listen. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't listening to you. So all that trying to talk to me ain't gonna work. Just get up there, do your slick talk, have your little bars, your three rounds, get through your material, and just get your dope, man. Other than that, you just up there getting your head punched off. You know what I'm saying? And that's it. Yeah, I mean, I think that's what people, like, that's one thing I want to say before we even get to the next shit, is I think that's what's underrated about me, is they so used to, I say this on every interview, people so, like, mesmerized by the third round stories and shit like that, and, like, how I do those things that they don't notice, man, the first two rounds, I be, like, how the fuck you think I be winning them battles? You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, you know what I'm saying? I already been up on the scoreboard on half of these
dudes. That's true, though. T-Top killed you. That's a Camaro crash. Like,
I be talking in the first two. Every line, like, going back and back. So, you know, I think that's kind of my approach for this battle, you know what I'm saying, to kind of show the separation as far as, like, skill-wise. Like, you know what I'm saying? I think a lot of people looking forward to just be, like, some young nigga talking to some old nigga. So I'm like, nah. I'm doing what I've been doing, like, you know what I'm saying? I'm coming every
line.
But
you're an OG in your own right, though, so it ain't even like that, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly. That's another thing. Like, he ain't talking to, like, no 20-year-old dude or something. Like, you feel me? Like, yeah, nigga, get your life together. Like, nigga, man, that shit good. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm straight. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, we gonna be all right.
That's dope, man. What you think about being up in the Bay with it?
I think that's dope, man. It's my first time battling up there, honestly. You know, I'm from Cali. I never battled in the Bay Area. You know what I'm saying? I battled in, let's say, like, Central Cali, you know, Fresno's and, you know, shit like that. You know what I mean? Like, as far as other than that, I'm always been in L.A. and Orange County, shit like that, as far as California goes. So it's dope. I got folks up there, so
the reception's gonna be crazy up there, man. Shout out to my cousin JP, man. He from Oakland. He gonna be up there, man. All my people's from Oakland, man. They big Geechee fans, so they all going to this shit. You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah, if you can, man, try to make it up there, man. That shit gonna be crazy, man. Yeah,
that shit gonna be wild. That shit gonna be wild for sure. You know what I mean? Then after you know what I'm saying, Head Ice, man. You got Tsunami Surf, man. Known, man.
Yeah, that's major. That's big.
Hey, listen, man. That you here. You are officially here.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I'm in the building.
That's a fact.
I'm in the building. Yeah, that's a fact. Nah, I'm definitely, you know what I'm saying? I'm aware of what this match means. You know what I'm saying? There's so many people that's calling for this matchup. You know what I'm saying? Like, that is crazy. Like, you know what I'm saying? No diss to Lux and Verb, because they definitely the main event. But I've had so many people hit me that's like, bro, like, this the battle I'm most excited to see on that. You know what I'm saying? So I know it's so many people that's really glued in to see how me and Surf gonna talk to each other up there. You know what I mean? Like, or like I said it before, our styles kind of mimic each other as far as, like, you know, the way that we present ourselves. You know what I mean? The lifestyle, the backgrounds and shit match up. So everything, like, kind of tie into making it a good battle, man. But same shit I'm gonna say with a nigga like Ice. Like, Surf nice as fuck. That's my boy. You know what I'm saying? I fucks with him outside the ring, but Cuz can't, like, he can't keep up. You know what I'm saying? Like, this shit that I'm doing.
Geechee,
Surf ain't keeping up with this. Like he could keep up with it with another Surf. Like, but I'm a Gotti. Like, this is a different type of level of talk. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he could talk to them boys that's from over there that let him talk to him like that. Like, you can't talk to me about mama's pressing 9 and all that. Nigga, my mama was pressing 5 and 9 and all that shit too. You know what I'm saying? You can't talk to me about getting shot and all that. I got a bullet right now still in me right now. You know what I'm saying? I'd have been shot on 3 different occasions.
Okay, see, that's what makes this so intriguing. Is like, because even you with the third rounds, you get into that. Because I saw an interview, and he was basically saying, well, he going to tell me hardships about his life. Like, I ain't been through shit. It's like, y'all going to have to be really elite rapping.
I'm going to tell you, though, whatever you've been through, I done been through it twice. You know what I'm saying? You wouldn't even have to have been through what you've been through if I ain't go through it. You dig what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? Like, nigga, you feel me? Like, not to even throw that up, but yeah, though, you know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, you feel me? Like, you got to pace. He, like, that's bad, man. Cause I know, like, man, what it is, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, this shit different. This shit different, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro can talk on me. I ain't taking nothing away from him at all, man. Like, I know he solidified himself. Shit, I believe everything he rap about is true. I don't think he no fake, no fraudulent nigga, none of that. You know what I'm saying? I think he's talented, but I just think this is like fucking, you know what I'm saying? If it's a nigga that's the prototype, and then it's the nigga that, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, when you see a motherfucker first, like on X-Men, how y'all seen there all them niggas first, and then next thing you know, they did that Apocalypse, and he like, nigga, I was the first one. Y'all just didn't know because I wasn't here. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You feel me? Like, that's all it was. Like, you know, you just can't, like, you came out first. You wasn't the first one. You wasn't the first Crip rapper that do this and been through. Nah, you just the first one that they put on the camera. You know what I'm saying? So, This is it now. The original gonna come back, and you feel what I'm saying, for his rightful throne and take over for the 99 and 2000. Like,
you're funny, man. You a funny nigga, man.
Yeah, man. Salute to him, though. I think we gonna put on a movie, though. I ain't gonna lie, because I don't think Surf know he can't play with me, and I know I can't play with that man. Like, but you
Surf,
know, we gonna
if you're listening to this, Surf, yeah. If you're listening to this, you better have 3 rounds, or else it's going to get very dark in there.
Man. I'm telling you. That's my word, bro. Like I ain't slacking. Like, and I ain't looking past Ice either. But, like, I definitely know that this Surf battle is a battle that, you know what I'm saying, that's highly important in my career. You know what I'm saying?
This could change a lot. Yeah. This could change
exactly.
A lot.
Exactly. So I'm definitely locked in on that, you know what I'm saying? And he don't got no battle in the meantime, between times, so I know he ain't, you know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, I'm treading dangerous waters, but, like, I done been in this position before, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Grandma crib living outside of her door.
You think he present any issues, like, you know what I'm saying, writing and lyrically wise? You think he could keep up on that end?
Yeah, he can, for sure. Certified amazing writer. I you know what I'm saying? Like, now I'm talking my shit, but off the shit talking side of it, bruh, one of my favorite rappers, like, outside of battle rap. You know what I'm saying? On some, that nigga album fire. You know
fire,
what I mean?
Like, 725, fire.
Fire. Salute that, man. If y'all ain't got it, go get it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think he don't get enough credit in battle rap for his writing. You know what I'm saying? I think motherfuckers don't never really mention him when they mention the niggas with the pens, because the way that he craft his material, they don't look at it like it's a pen. You know what I'm saying? But I think he writes on an elite level. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, like, I definitely think he going to bring that. And his stronger suit to me, and this just being honest, is his star quality. Like, I feel like I got star quality too, but Surf's been on these big stages for years. He's immaculate when controlling that crowd. You know what I'm saying? And certain cats, him, Lux, Hitman, they know how to control that crowd on a different level. You know what I mean? So,
fact.
Like, he definitely got that crowd control, that poise. He don't get rattled. You know what I'm saying? He done seen killers. I ain't the first nigga that's dope that he battled. He done battled Hollows and not Arsenals, but you know what I mean? Hollows and Clips and you know what I mean? Niggas like that before. Like, niggas that's established in this game. So I definitely think he ain't coming to play. You know what I mean? So, but yeah, it's going to be a crazy one, man. Like that nigga Bria say, man.
It's going to be a movie, man. It's going to be a movie. Looking back at the K-Shine battle, right? That just that whole situation, like, in the building, in the room.
Yeah.
Does that made you feel like you got to prepare a little bit differently when battling dudes with, like, big crews? Like, when you know they going to have 1,000 niggas behind them? Like,
I mean, yeah, it did. It made me just, in a sense, it kind of made me, like, look at it like that. But then, too, it also, after it came out, it kind of showed me, though, on that camera, it ain't going to lie. You know what I'm saying? Like, in the building, you can't come with your crowd. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can kind of manipulate. But I feel like on that camera, that real solid material gonna ease through every time. You know what I mean? Like, so that just let me know don't never really just get rattled. Like, some dudes battle niggas. Some other niggas probably would have been in that position I was in and felt like they was getting gassed or felt like they was losing and shit like that, and probably would have been choking or got frustrated, want to fight or anything. You know what I'm saying? Like, to me, I just feel like I don't really let nothing get to me in that ring. You know what I'm saying? Because to me, it's a job. It's a sport. Like, if it's something that needs to go further than that, then that'll get handled off of a camera. I don't got to do nothing on camera to make me, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's nothing that can be said in that ring or done in that ring that's going to make me get to that level, unless it's a nigga physically doing something. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
disrespecting. So to me, I think, like, that's all a part of the game. Like, you bring your crew, they supposed to gas you. I'm really not even mad at it, to be honest. You know what I'm saying? I just know that I got to be stupid, dumb fire for a nigga to even win against that, and motherfuckers to be like, nah, that nigga got that. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's
right,
just like fighting a nigga and you in it and you out of bounds. But you know what I'm saying? Like, they, like, you feel me? You fighting him and his homies don't jump in, but they standing right there. You know what I mean? Like, all right, nigga, you know, you feel me? Like, you gotta have heart to be able to know, like, nigga, all right, you know what I'm saying? I'm still gonna take this, you know. And if they do decide to jump in, they gonna jump in. If not, nigga, I'm getting cracking, you know. So
Facts. That's
what it was to me with that. Like, I just felt like I just learned that you gotta just, like, fight through it, no matter what the adversity is in the ring. You gonna have away games. You gonna have games where you going against bigger crews. You gonna have games where you going against niggas with a higher profile that the fans kind of giving them a little bit more. Not even just their crew, but the fans might just give them a little bit more. You know what I'm saying? So you just gotta be ready for that.
Do you think, like, newcomers from the West, you think they ready, like, the up-and-comers from the West Coast, you think they ready for the next level? Like, if anybody...
Man, I think they are. I'm glad you asked that, man. You one of the few that ever asked me that, and I be trying to get more of those cats on the stage. Like you say, you see, these dudes will tell you, I be fighting for all these cats behind the scenes to get on bigger opportunities and shit like that, because I want to see more. I feel like it's a lot. And I don't think all of them are up-and-comers because they've been doing it so long. But as far as, like, big stages, they would be considered that. But it's still cats over there, like I said earlier. Dre Vicious, The Kid Clutch, The Spot. I mean, you know, Young Grizz. He's
actually getting fire. I love Grizz, man. That nigga dope.
You feel me? Real name, Brandon. You know what I'm saying? I think even on this Town Business card, they did a good job with showcasing some of the West talent. You know what I'm saying? On that day, too. And, I mean, Active is on it as well on day one. But, like, he's been in the game. But as far as, like, up-and-comers, you got Ron Compton, you got Saint, you got RX, you got Bobby Lee, you know what I'm saying? You got Gary Fox, you got some cats on there that's like, up and coming cats that's been doing their thing. You know what I'm saying?
Do you feel like what steps do you feel like they need to make to kind of take that next step? Like, is it just certain looks they need? Is it certain platforms or stages they need to touch?
I think it's the looks for sure, but I also think, to be totally honest, man, and some league got to do it or somebody got to do it. It has to be a time where you give these cats an opportunity to do it, like, in front of a bigger audience, like, because like you said, I'm pretty sure we have West Coast PG events and GZ events and West Coast battle, like home league events that happen that you even living over here that you're not familiar with, because you probably like, I don't really be knowing about all these niggas. You know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't know they had this. You know what I'm saying? It's not that you don't think niggas is nice. It's just like, it's not hitting your airwaves like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, really definitely.
So I feel like it takes that some type of opportunity to where it's like, maybe it has to be a Western versus Eastern versus Midwest, something like a combine where they put it on pay-per-view and you showcase the top dudes from these up-and-comers from these regions and let them battle. Like, you think it's hungry, you know what I'm saying? Like,
Facts.
Go get some good material. Like, I just said I was in Arkansas and I seen some dude that was fired that I'd never heard of, you know what I'm saying? Like, like I said, Leo Bronze and Chip Gambino and all these cats. I'm like, yo, these dudes is nice, you know what I'm saying? Like, you feel me? Like, these dudes did their thing. Young NASA, like, these dudes did their thing. And I think sometimes it's just they haven't had the opportunity to do it in front of a wider audience, man. So I would love to see, like, maybe a PG event or something, where you kind of got different representatives from these regions, and maybe they do an event that's pay-per-view, kind of how they do these big stage cards, and you know what I'm saying, it might don't got to be $50, but make it $10, you know what I'm saying, and let people tune in that's willing to support, because a lot of times these dudes' battles don't drop, or it just drops out of nowhere, and nobody gets to see it, you know what I'm saying, so, like, I think that would help if they did it, if they kind of promoted it a little bigger, maybe, basically.
I agree, because I was talking to some of the Midwest guys earlier, like Trufro from Chicago. He's super dope.
Yeah.
Bankhead.
Yeah,
Bankhead and all them from the Midwest. And they was basically saying the same thing. Like, you know what I mean? I think if it was on some, you know what I'm saying? Even if it was a West Coast LAPG or West Coast up-and-comers versus DMV up-and-comers or Midwest up-and-comers, and it was pay-per-view and they was just, see, that's what made them the battles with the up-and-comers, with the Prez Mafias and all them lit at first. They had UFF where it was winners and losers. And that shit was
winning and losing. It made you want to watch them and learn their storyline. You know what I'm saying? Like,
exactly.
That's what made that PG class so good. You was able actually to see them right before your eyes. You know what I'm saying? And pick who you thought was good, who you thought needed improvement. You know what I'm saying? Like,
exactly.
That USF kind of helped make those, like, not to knock none of them because they deserved it, but that's what made that class kind of more, why they was able to jump up in the rankings so much faster. You know
that's
what I'm saying?
A fact. So I think if they was able to create something like that and include the regions and make it kind of a West Coast versus the DMV or Chicago versus or Midwest versus the South, you know what I'm saying, type car with the judge, I think that would help a lot.
That would definitely help a lot, man. Hopefully, man, this convo, we put this out, man. Somebody hear this and try to put it together, man. For real.
Definitely. Before you get up out of here, man, I got to ask you about the music, you know what I'm saying? We know you was pushing No Studio in 3. That was super fire. You dropping anything else, anything this year?
This year, man, I'm finna drop, man. I'm still working on my Illuminati tape. I'm trying to make this the best album ever, you know what I'm saying? So that's coming, man, probably towards the fall of this year. But dropping next month will be No Studio on 3.5. So I'm doing 3.5, which is a few new songs and a couple of the tracks that didn't get to make NS3 that was fire, you know what I'm saying? So we're going to do that nice little EP to drop. In the meantime, it's going to have a condolences track on there that was dedicated to Nip, and like maybe two or three newer songs on there to go with like about four or five other songs that just didn't make the previous album. And we working. Also, I want to plug this too. I'm doing this Meal for a Meal. Since that video was able to get 1 million views and people subscribed and show love, man, we're going to give back on June 23rd to the homeless out here in the Los Angeles area, man. Me, the Royal Day staff, we're going to put something together to give away some food and other little, like, toiletries, you know what I'm saying, as far as, like, essential stuff that they might need. So, yeah, like,
hey, I'm out here. I'm going to tap in with you on that. I want to be a part of that. I'm out here in L.A., so I definitely want to be a part of that.
Yeah, you got my number, man. I'm gonna definitely keep you in tune on that, so you can, you know what I mean? You can see how you can be a part of that with his family. That's love right there. I appreciate you.
Definitely, definitely. So we're gonna look forward to all that, man. I gotta let you know, man. One of my favorite Geechee joints, man, is on No Studio in 2, man. The I'm bumping Gucci Mane in my trap house. That shit, I love that trap house record, man.
The real, man, that's love, man. My guy on the second verse, DD, man, free him, man. My young boy, man, he doing some pretty time. But yeah, man, trap house, that's my joint, man, for real. That's heavy right there. You finna make me play that right there. That's, you know what I'm
saying? I'm about to get in the car and play that shit, man.
Yeah, man, that trap house, that's a fact. That's love, man. I respect it, man. I respect that and appreciate that for real.
Thanks, man. Everybody go stream the music, man. He on iTunes and all that, man. Apple Music, all that shit, man. Geechee, I appreciate your time, bro. I know you be busy, man, so I definitely appreciate you giving me some of your time.
Man, no doubt, my G, man. I appreciate you having me, man. I'm saying salute to you and the whole Black Compass Media, man. Y'all keep doing your thing, man.
Yes, sir, man. We're going to be tapped in, man. Good luck this weekend. You know what I'm saying? And we're going to be at Nome, so we're going to see you out there for that.
All right, best. See you in the H-Town.
All right, peace.